This is X. St. Anderson, and welcome to the Principal Podcast today. And today, I'm thrilled to have with us as our guest, Richard Walsh. He's the owner of Sharpen the Spear Coaching. He's a black belt, a former U.S. Marine. He has done skill sculpturing, and I'm just thrilled to have him here. He's the owner of Sharpen the Spear Coaching, as I said, and he's a champion boxer. And so, hey, Richard, thank you for being on the show today.
X, thanks for having me, man. Looking forward to it.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so it's been a long road. It's been a little over 30, almost 35 years. You know, that's a long time. I've been in business. I've been through quite a bit. Currently, what I do is I coach businesses. So my big movement that I've started is to help 10,000 business owners create freedom, profit, and impact in their business, right? And the freedom part is about actually getting freedom from their business. Because most people are trapped in what I call the owner prison. I wrote a best-selling book called Escape the Owner Prison. Because as I came out my first 20 years, I realized that business was everything. So I was so focused on business that everything else in my life was just on the shelf. And that was good for succeeding in business, in a sense, right? Making money and doing all that. But in 08, 09, the big financial collapse, it really affected my business in a way that I lost everything, including my house. And at that time, I had six small children, 4 years and younger, lost everything, had to restart. That was a little trying. So I learned a lot right then, though, that I really learned that focus on business, even though I was successful, there was a lot of things we can talk about too in business that I didn't do that really caused the collapse itself. I don't really blame the economy. The economy was just that, was the major push, right? The indicator to show where the holes in the bucket were. And there's a lot of them. So we could talk about that a little bit. But it really made me refocus on what I was doing and why I was doing it. And that was a big part of it, X. It was really about understanding how do you succeed in business and still have like a good relationship at home, raise your kids, see your kids. Like you get home after they're in bed, you leave before they're up. You know, it just was a major challenge for me. And again, six kids in that short, like three and a half year standpoint was really difficult. So that's part of the story, but there's just so much more. I don't even know where you want to go.
I like that. One of the things I like that you said, you talked a little bit about freedom. And one of the things that you reminded me when you said this, there was Stephen Covey, who wrote the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Mm-hmm. When you said this, I thought, you know, so many people climb the ladder to success only to realize when they get to the top that the ladder is on the wrong wall. And so you can climb and make a lot. And by the way, being successful in business is so great that you're trying to help businesses. That's so wonderful. And there's a lot of our audience, I think, who are fathers who own businesses or who would like to own businesses. Maybe they need some coaching from someone who's been through it like you and could help them. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show. But I also like this angle that, hey, if I can do my business in a way where I can get out of owner prison and get into a place where I have freedom to have more time to influence my kids. So I'm building the business, but I'm not building the business at the expense of the relationship with my family, and do both. And I think people, as you said before, I think we were chatting before, you said people talk a lot about balance, but how do you do that? Like, how do you get your priorities? So I'd love to hear a little bit about your thoughts on that, like balance and priorities.
For sure. We do the five F's, so I'll share those. And that's faith, family, finances, fitness, and friendships. Okay, so when people talk work-life balance, which is this little cliche thing that people love to send out, but they can't tell you even how to begin to do that because you're, again, it's a combination of if you started a business, and I always tell people, if you guys are looking to start a business, I'll tell you one thing I haven't figured out is how not to work really hard your first 2 years. Okay. So
it's necessary, isn't it? To just hustle. So if you're starting a business.
Yeah, you have to understand that's part of it. But there are ways to make that. And let's go to Stephen Covey, start with the end in mind, right? So a lot of things I do is you have to start with your exit from your business and reverse engineer. And we can talk about that a little later on how you do that. And that will change everything that you do. That will give you the ability to have balance. It'll give you everything. It's really a kind of a key component of what I do when I coach people. as one is strategic vision, but another one is exit strategy. And it's really important, but you are going to work very hard. So what does that look like? First thing is you really have to, if you have a family, if you have even just a spouse, right? You have your wife or your husband, maybe a couple of kids. Now I had six. It's crazy. But even if you have that, you have to have that understanding, that communication, like this is what I have to do. But if you don't have a plan, X, the problem is everyone, I want to get in business. Like I would do anything to work for myself, right? And that's what I did in the beginning. Whatever it took, how much sweat I had to sweat, whatever I did it, made it happen. But I was also by myself. So it's really easy when you're single, because you can ignore the entire world, okay, and make things happen. But very different component when there's others involved. So you got to make sure you understand that. So it's cool to look at people who did great things and by themselves, which I did. Like when I got married, my wife came in and I was already successful. I already built a business. Things were humming. I was great. I was doing all this stuff, winning awards and being published and blah, blah, blah. But when things collapsed, okay, if your spouse has not been through the business building process, look out, okay, because it is really, it's a whole different component. There's so many variables in this. It's very, very difficult. So that plan is a big deal. So I think—
And you help people build that plan. Is that right, as a business coach? Correct. Sharp coach, and you can help dads or business people figure out how to begin with the end in mind, figure out their exit.
Yeah, it's really, really important. I actually have an online startup course, and it's really cool. It's called Insider's Playbook for Business Startups, and it's a 16-week course. I have people who want to start a business. I have them go through that course. That's like the first thing, because if they can get through that, they're going to be exponential chances of success, right? Way more, because 97% of all new businesses fail within the first 5 years. So as I like to tell people, you got a better chance of being a Navy SEAL because they only fail 90%. Okay. So like, it's really hard because most people go in without a plan, right? They get going and then I call it ignorance on fire, which is a good way to start. Okay. Just going, right? You're just heads down. You're making things, you're making sales. Okay. I'm making some money and you're trying to figure things out. But when they don't have the plan, it's like if you're in New York and you want to go to California, but you don't have a map, right? The only thing you know is you're going to kind of go west because you're all the way at the east, and that's all you got. So who knows how long it's going to take you? Are you going to have enough fuel to get there? Do you got the right vehicle? You know, are you going to be in the mountains? You're going to be in the desert? Where are you going to be? So that's kind of a problem. So it's really going to slow your chances and really almost prevent you completely from succeeding. So if you do that, like, and the reason I built a course, actually, was we found that like people really don't know where to start. They start with an idea. Right. And ideas are great, but oh, that's just such a tiny little thing. So this takes them through and it's really good. And I just love people to do it because if they go through it and decide like, I'm not going to go into business because of what it takes, that's really good because it's better to have like laid out everything and go, okay, this is not for me, than to bang your head against a wall for 2 or 3 years and lose a ton of money and aggravation and feel like a failure because you didn't have a plan.
That's one of the things we hope we can inspire people on the show is to begin with the end in mind. And I like that how you said to have a plan, begin with the end in mind. And even from a bigger perspective, you know, we're going to, at some point, all of us are going to exit this life, right? And what do we want people to say about us at our funeral? What do we want our children to say about us? What do we want our spouse or our family members, friends, business associates? What do we want them to say about us? And if we can have that exercise as well. I really like this idea, your 5 F's of like fight, you know, faith, family. Can you say them again, the 5 F's that you had? Just make sure I don't get them wrong.
It's faith, family, finances, fitness, and friendships.
I like that. And so one of the things I love is that if we can have this ability to inspire dads and you were able to coach them to get their businesses on track so that they could have time to spend with their family. They can have time to create this life that they want, this exit of business when it comes time, so that they can do the things that are truly important as well. You know, one of the things I think about, you know, luckily my wife gets to stay home with our children. And I think about this, that my business, the things that I'm doing in business really are there to support the main business of raising our children, right? It's not that my kids are kind of there hanging out, supporting my business. It's that my business is supporting them. And that's what I think is so wonderful about what you're doing, is when you're trying to help people get this freedom, get this, begin with the end in mind, come up with a plan, and you've been through it, so you can help them. And that's awesome. I think there's so many people who could do great things if they had a good coach and get them started in the right direction. So what a great thing you're doing.
Yeah. I would say that it is important, because we homeschooled all six of our kids all the way through. So our goal when we had our first was, my wife was no longer, she was working, right? So she was at the Chicago Board of Trade working there and everything. So that day that we did a baby, that was it. She hasn't worked since. Okay. So it was 2005. So she hasn't worked a job. She's done a much nobler profession, and that's raising six children. Okay.
So, she got the main job. Yeah,
My children are intelligent because of my wife, not because of me. I did art and PE. That's all I taught. Okay. But it's the same thing. So I knew then, like, okay, I didn't want them to go in public school. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. Like, we're going to homeschool for our, you know, and we're going to take that. So that was a drive for me, right? Make sure that happens. And even in the struggle, we didn't change that. Right. Even with nothing, it's like, that was too important. That was our focus. Like, we have to, it was way more important. Cause I had the epiphany in 08, 09 when things really were collapsing around me. And I woke up one morning and I said, you know, I worked so long. I'd come home late, 7, 8 o'clock at night. My kids are running and attack me. Right. They love to see me. I'd leave in the morning. Even one time, my one son was crying, chasing down the driveway after my truck. I'm leaving. I'm just looking at him at the rear view mirror. I'm like, I got to go to work. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, you know, how does that not like move you? Like, I'm never around for these guys. And they were little then, you know, I'm talking 4 years old, you know, and under. And I'm like, you know, if I continue down this path of business first, because that's all I want to do, is succeed, be known, famous, all this stuff, you know, whatever. My identity was so in my business. I'm like, they're going to grow up and that's all they're going to know, because more is caught than taught, right? You could tell them what to do. It doesn't matter. They're watching what I do. And I'm like, I'm going to ruin their relationships. They're not going to have good marriages. There's going to be business, business, business. That's what you have to do. That's the scorecard. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. And it was that day, and this was in 09, we were trying to limp along and kind of keep going. I knew it wasn't going to make it, but I'm like, I'm done. I just walked in. I worked with my guys who've been working with me for over 10 years, same guys. I'm like, we're finished. We can't do this anymore. My office manager, we're closing down. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have anything. I am about to lose my house. I'm going to do this. It's over anyways, but I'm not going to, I got to do this different. I knew I couldn't go get a job because I'm unemployable after 20 years working for yourself. But I'm like, I'm going to ruin my children. It became just such a focus X that was what really drove me. Because you can't invest 20 years in your children and be like a failure. You know, kids are going to be kids, right? They're individuals, and I get it. They're not going to be perfect and all that stuff. But if you can't give them that base, that strong family foundation, that's part of the five F's, right? So our faith was huge to us. Family, huge to us, right? Finances, well, huge to us, especially when you don't have any. Okay, so.
Right, well, and you got us. By the way, we all have to succeed and do something to feed our family, right? I mean, that's
right.
As men,
yeah, we're providers, we're protectors, we're priests, right? We're all those things. We have to be all these things, and it's like, now, I still think my wife's job was much harder, okay? Because I'm a natural protector, I'm a warrior. That's part of what I am, but that balance of being able to give them to create that balance between the two of us, as husband and wife, with that mission with our children, was really difficult. But you have to, I needed the vehicle of a business and the ability to earn profit, right? Make that happen so that we can continue that. I don't need to be the richest man in the world, but I need to provide.
That's exactly right. And that's what's so wonderful is here. You've been through this. You've been through as warrior, as you say, in business, you've seen it succeed greatly. You've been through failure, you know, some pitfalls to avoid probably. And so let me ask you this. What would you tell a dad who's listening to this show, who wants to be there for his family, wants to start a business, or maybe is trying to do a business? And you've already mentioned some here. You know, you've got to have an exit plan. You've got to know, begin with the end in mind. Where are we going? Instead of, let's just generally head west to California, as you said. What would you tell someone who feels that need to provide and they may be struggling. They want to be a good family person. How would you help them with your skills in business? Tell us a little bit more that you can do with your coaching and how you could help them have this balance and still be successful in business.
Yeah, so there's one big element that we start with in the program, and that's called creating your strategic vision. Okay, and this is part of the exit strategy too, but it really is strategic vision. You've heard people have a mission statement, right? And they put on the wall, we want to be the best in this, and we want to do this and serve our customers at the highest level. It's such garbage, X. Just take it off the wall and put it in the trash, okay? That means nothing to nobody. Anyone on your team, if you have employees, I don't care if you have one or 100, they don't care about that saying on the wall. It is wallpaper. They walk by it every day, never read it. They read it one time in the 20 years they've worked for you. They don't care. You know why? Because it gives them no purpose. What does satisfied customer mean? What does being the best in business doesn't mean anything except to the owner's ego. That's all that means, right? So as an owner, if you're building a business, okay, and this is through 20 years of experience, that ego has to get put in a box and locked up, okay? Because your ego is going to drive you. Pride is going to come into this, right? We're men. We want to succeed. I'm a warrior. Business is war. It's a battle. Part of our tagline is honing entrepreneurial warriors on the battlefield of business, right? Because every day you're going to war, whether it's competition with your competitors actually in the marketplace, it's you personally, it's people on your team, right? You're always working towards that stuff. So that ego has to be checked because it kept me from asking for help, helping my business. And I had clients that were, one was multi-billionaire. Okay, who's just the greatest guy ever. I have super successful clients who just offered me advice that I didn't take because I figure I know everything. Like, you know, who are you? You don't do what I do, and I'm a Marine, and I'm going to do this on my own. I just refused help, and it was really detrimental. Okay, it was part of the collapse reason. But also, like, I could have just compressed so much time. And all the bad mistakes, the costly mistakes, you know, poor decisions, right? Not really understanding where I'm going. So all that to be said, what we want to do is we want to drive our business with purpose, right? We want a vision-driven business. We want a vision drive. So we want to create a vision that isn't what we're doing today. It's what we're going to be doing in 18 to 24 months. But we can talk about like the first 2 years is really difficult, right? There's no way to get around the hard work. Well,
Let me interject something here just for a second. I really like this principle you just talked about being humble enough to say, hey, I don't know it all. Yeah. Maybe I can get some help from somebody who knows more than me. It's hard for us as men. Sometimes we want to know it all, right? We want to be able to say, well, I can do this and I can power through and I don't need help from anybody. But being humble enough to say, you know what? Maybe I could use a coach. Maybe I could use somebody to give me some guidance.
Yeah, here's the best thing. Like in 1987, when I started, there were no coaches. Okay. There's nothing. There's nobody. I mean, unless you really, really searched and you knew people, but you didn't have the internet, right? Now you can get a coach with a blink of an eye. They might not be good, but you know, but at least you have a variety to pick from, right? So it is really important that, because I spent 20 years doing it myself. Now it took twice as long and it was twice as hard, but I succeeded until the collapse, right? Then it showed all that hard work, all that not listening to my clients who, you look back, everything they suggested was what I should have done. Okay, so it's like it was ego and ignorance all wrapped into a pretty little ball. Okay, so I highly recommend you there's a wisdom in multitude of counselors, right? That's what the Bible says. We want to find, you can find those people. In the beginning, maybe you can't afford a coach, but you know people and you can get, so we go to the mentor level, right? Mentors, it's an inside coaching thing. A mentor is someone who gives you free advice, right? A coach is someone you pay to get even more results, right? But you have to start somewhere. And if people can help you, because sometimes I can give someone just a nugget that can change the whole trajectory of what they're doing because they didn't think that way because they're so in the business, right? They have blinders on and you kind of need them. Because you need that laser focus. You're not going to have the outside eyes a coach like me has. I could walk in and go, oh, well, that's all kinds of messed up. Okay, you got to fix this, this, and this. And it turns around immediately because you just don't have the ability to see all that. You don't have the experience. You don't have enough scars yet, right? You got to get beat up a little. You got to get punched in the face a few times. I mean, it's good for you. so that a lot of times I don't work.
You personally. Know that as a boxer, as a boxer, championship boxer.
Yeah, you see this nose. You see, you think that's just. You think I was just born with this beauty? Okay, 7 brakes detached from my face. I have plates and wires in my head. I get all kinds of good things from that. But yeah, it's that's what it is, and you got to be willing. So when we talked about, you got to persevere. Right. You have to have the grit to persevere and understand that there's always going to be a roadblock. There's always going to be another hill to climb. There's always going to be a distraction. Right. So that's why business is a complicated entity, because you have all this life going on around you, but you have to build a business. And then you have to take care of your family, and you have to pay attention to your kids. And you got to, you know, it's just a very complex thing, not to scare people. We just have to understand, how do we do that, right? And we go back to that strategic vision. That's where it's at. You start to lay this out. So a strategic vision, real quick, X, is just, it's your entire inside customer journey, right? From the first call all the way to the final outcome, and where everybody in your business fits in that. How they're the hero and they're part of the journey, right? So what we do, we teach how to build a business to give every person in your business purpose, right? Because people... Everyone wants to make money. Like, you know, that's just like I want to make money, but it's not the most important thing to them. It's number three. Number one is to work for purpose. They want to have a real purpose. They spend a huge part of their life at work. If it's just going, punching the clock and putting A into B all day, that's not very purposeful. So what we do is show them how to not just make them incredibly competent at what they do, but how do they improve as people? We want them to improve as people so they can take that home with them, give that to their family, help their family. They can see that they're growing as people, not just great, competent workers, skilled people. And then their family takes that in the community. So if my goal is to help 10,000 business owners create freedom, profit, and impact in their business, and I do that and they build their people, and then they go home and it goes in the community, we're able to touch millions of people to think differently about their work. So they want purpose first. Then they want what they call quality feedback and recognition. You know, am I doing a good job? Are you actually helping me do this better? Because they don't want to help you build your business or make it, but they want to perform in your business and be recognized for it. Then the money comes, right? Then they think about money. Now everyone wants to make money. Don't get me wrong. You got to pay people well, but they're driving, they're earning it, and they're feeling fulfilled because they earn that paycheck. Right. And people think it's just this given that they work for money to get money. And it's what we call the feral system. It's time for dollars. Right. And if you can take people out of that, where they're coming, like they want to go to work. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people who actually like their jobs. Like my people, all my crew never missed a day. My foreman in 10 years missed one day. Okay. Because he was so sick, he had to go to the ER, but he was back to work the next day. Okay. And just saying, because they love what they did. I left them alone. They're able to work, they're able to grow, and they build incredible things, right? And it doesn't matter if you're doing that on a keyboard or you're moving boulders like we did, right? But if you can give them that and create that vision, they can see it, and they're working towards fulfilling the strategic vision. That's what's key. It's not the mission statement that's on the wall. It's like, we're all working as a team to fulfill this. And if someone's struggling, either you can help them, or if they're unable to fulfill the strategic vision, that's when you take them off the team, right? They get cut. It's like, okay, you got to go. I got to get someone who really believes in the vision and can move forward and help us all achieve it.
I like how you put an emphasis on people. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times people, if we're just looking at people as, hey, you're the labor line on the balance sheet here. But really say, you know what, I'm going to help them find purpose, help them, and of course, and help build the people up, because they're the ones who can take it to the next level, it sounds like.
Yeah, if you've been in business more than like 2 days, okay, you're going to find out that personal retention, keeping people is the biggest challenge out there. People say that's getting people. I said, well, it's not hard to get people. Obviously, you can get in with a pulse and think they're going to work, right? That's a mistake in itself. But if I built a company, that strategic vision, because I actually have, if you want to be a new hire, my companies, once we build that, they have to read that first. That's the first thing I give them before they send that to them, say, read this. And then they get on a quick 5-minute phone call pre-interview, and they say, okay, did you read the strategic vision? They'll say, yes. Okay, where do you see yourself fitting in? Okay, now if they didn't read it, the interview's over. Goodbye. You already failed the first direction I gave you. You didn't do that. Now, I appreciate your honest enough to say you didn't read it. But then second thing is, if you don't, where do you fit? And they, they didn't read it, right? But if they say, you know that warehouse manager? That's me. I love it, man. I just love being, I love organization, like doing this. Like, they read it. They see themselves in there. That's what you're looking for. So we look for three things. We look for calling, character, and competency in our people, right? Like, competency is number three for a reason, because I can teach people to be better. Getting people more competent is a piece of cake. That's the easiest thing you'll do in business. Character, look out. I can't help an adult get better character above my pay grade. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if the kid was like six, I could help him. Right? I'm not getting 6 years working in the company, you know. And then calling is really people like that warehouse manager. He's great. Love it. They're just called to do it. A customer service person, they just love people. They want to talk to people. They want to help people. That's someone who's called to the position. I mean, if you can get those three, you know, you have someone who's going to stay, who's going to perform, who's going to love your vision. When we roll out this strategic vision X for companies and people, I'm telling you, people cry. Okay, they're like so moved, because it's like purpose. Now they see the whole path. Like, what am I doing here? They know exactly why they go to work every day. Can you imagine? Just like having that, it's not so I can pay my bills. It's like, so I can do this. So I can complete this vision. It's so huge. And early on in my business, again, I'm a Marine. I'm just a jarhead. I just do it. I tell you, you do it. We get it done no matter what. There's no excuses. And I would drive hard. And it just, I tell my kids now, don't do what I did. Don't be me back then. Be me now. Just, I understand, like, people matter. Yeah, we have to get the job done. We do accomplish the mission. You know, I don't really accept excuses, but there's a different reason why, right? Because of our vision. So when you wrap that together, that people element is what's going to make or break your business. They're the weak link, right? People are the weak link. And if you can build them up and just have them just embrace that vision, it is so.
And they become the strong link. If you can do that, right? They become from the weak link to the strong link, right?
Yeah, it's awesome to see. And then they will do things. I just had a client owns a medical practice, right? She's an audiologist and stuff. But one of her practitioners, like, ended up stepping down because of all this stuff going on in her personal life. And the reason was, she goes, I can't fulfill the strategic vision. I feel like I'm letting the whole team down. I'm just too distracted. I can't do this, you know. And that was not like I'm quitting. It was like she literally had, I'm not going to share all this stuff, but it's crazy, right? But because of the vision that was laid out in that business, she resigned because I can't do this right now. I can't live and I'm hurting the team. Like, you get people thinking like that. I mean, I applaud her. I mean, really, to understand that, you know, just like, hey, I can't deliver what you need delivered, you know, and when I get it scored away, I'd love to come back. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Well, then, you know, one of the things you said that reminded me, I think, you, in fact, I like your points better. But, you know, I think Warren Buffett said something like this. He looked for three things. He looked for integrity. I think it was intelligence and energy. And he goes, but if you don't have integrity, the other two will kill you. And you used the word character, which is the same thing to me, integrity, character. Right. And I like how you even added one to that, like calling, like you want to help people fill that purpose, which I think is like an addition to what Warren Buffett says. So that's brilliant. Let me ask you another question. You know, there are probably a number of fathers who are listening to this who are on, you know, they have a 9-to-5 job. They're wanting to get out. They're wanting to do a business. And we're talking about employees and all these things. They're thinking, I don't know if I even have money to pay employees. I don't even know if I have what it takes to start this business. Are you able with your coaching to say, okay, let's start where you are with as a one-man person and try to help them grow it to where they could grow it into an enterprise where they could have employees? And again, with the vision and purpose that it's going to be to help the important things, faith, family, first, right? I mean, right. Do you feel like your coaching could help people who are starting out kind of the solopreneurs wanting to grow?
Yeah, I really think that Insider's Playbook for Business Startups, that course, it's a 16-week course, that's where they want to start. So, you know, that is because they can do that. And there's worksheets and there's video and there's all kinds of, so they really take, and like every 9 days you get another section, right? So it gives you time to work on it. Right, complete it, everything else. I think what's important in that, and this, I'm going to go back to that because that's probably harder work because it lays out everything that you need to do to succeed. So like when you said, it'll build, It has the exit strategy and everything. It'll show you how to do all that so you can do it by yourself. You are all alone in the beginning. Okay. What's that?
Oh, no, keep going. You're all alone in the beginning. You're right.
You're totally alone in the beginning. So, but again, the guidance of writing it out and understanding it and seeing the process, when I know, again, we go to the end, right? And we reverse engineer. So let's say when do I get to hire someone? Well, now you're going to know. You're going to reach this point in the business, making this much money from sales and income and everything else. Now I can put the first person on. Then I can do this. So you're going to see the steps as you go because you've already laid them out. So now there's one caveat I always tell people. I go, no battle plan ever survives the first shot. Okay. So it's going to look really pretty on paper and you're like, ooh, this is going to be easy. And it's not, but you have a plan. Okay. So you're the general. Okay. I'm as a coach. I'm the general, right? I'm Eisenhower. I'm looking at the whole war. I get to see everything, right? And I'm going to tell you where to go, move over here, move over this. Yeah, we got this battle going on here. We got one here. What kind of equipment we're going to need to take this hill? What do we have to do? So it's going to be difficult for you because you're going to be in it. You know, so a military term, you're an NCO, right? Non-commissioned officer. You're in there leading guys, squads, platoons, companies, right? You're in there moving that stuff. And we're watching the bigger chessboard, but you've laid this out. So you've created your whole game plan and you can come back to it and look at it and keep moving forward. So don't be afraid. You're by yourself. You're undercapitalized because everybody is. Okay. Anyone, I used my last $85 to buy a wheelbarrow and a shovel. So I could do a side job. I was swinging a pick out of the Marine Corps. I'm swinging a pickaxe, digging trench 8 hours a day for $5 an hour in Caliche in Tucson, Arizona, like 100 degrees. That's what I'm doing all day. I mean, I'm a master with a pickaxe. Okay. I could throw, dimes on the ground and I can hit it with that pick every time. Right. Well, someone wanted me to do a side job for them. And down there you do they don't do grassy, like granite, right? Like, you know, crushed granite, 3/4 inch granite. They said, hey, can you do this? I need to move it to the backyard from the front road, spread this in the back. It's only 35 tons. I said, I can do that. So I went and I had like $100. I bought an $85 wheelbarrow and a shovel. And I showed up and I knocked that out. It took me 10 hours. I got that done, X-ray. I spread it. I moved it. I'm sweaty. I'm like, and they came out and paid me. They paid me $1,000 to do that. Okay. I'm working for $5 an hour, swinging a pickaxe. For 8 hours. I made $50 that day, not even. They gave me $1,000, and I'm looking at this $1,000 and I'm looking at what I did. I'm like, I know my future. I am going to work for myself. Okay. That was it. So I mean, I'm just telling you, it's hard, but you have to see the silver lining, if you will. But you gotta persevere, have that plan, lay that stuff out, and you'll make it happen.
I love that. Richard, where can people find you in these resources? Where can they find you?
SharpenTheSpearCoaching.com.
SharpenTheSpearCoaching.com. And we'll put that in the show notes. Put that in the show notes for sure. I wanted to tell you this. I love that. I've felt the same struggles that you have. I still have some of the same struggles that I could probably use a good coach. I'm so grateful that you have been here on the show, Richard. I'll tell you, last year, I was able, because we have our own business, I don't have to ask anybody for paid time off, to take my family on a trip through the southern states for several weeks. And I just thought, I'm so grateful that I was able to go down that road and go through those difficult times, learn some of the difficult lessons. Some of them I'm still learning. Some of them, I'm sure I could use much of your wisdom. I'm so grateful that you've been on the show. But you had this $1,000 where they paid you $1,000, kind of this breakthrough. And I remember being with my kids just, out on the... I live in the Rocky Mountain area, but we drove for, like I said, almost 6 weeks and went out all the way across the southern states, sitting out on the Outer Banks in North Carolina, just realizing, I didn't have to ask anybody for this. And I can spend time with my family and I can do this because we've learned how to make a little money most of the time, right? So just appreciate your candor, appreciate this. SharpenTheSpearCoaching.com. Richard, is there anything else you tell our audience?
I really think we talked. We touched a little bit on perseverance. Like, you have to understand that. Let me give them a book recommendation. Read a book called Grit, Angela Duckworth. If you read that book, and here's why. She's a major researcher. Unbelievable, this book. But understand what it really, when you look at all the people who've really been successful, I mean, like really successful, almost legendary, if you will. If you look at that, you know, the great saying is, my overnight success only took 10 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. You have to understand that you're going to have to persevere. I've been through, and it's just, it's not like you have to, again, you got to keep the balance, but don't quit. You know, there's just, yeah, you just keep going. You'll figure it out, but get the help. Find someone who can help you. When you get stuck, whether it's a coach, someone you know who's in business, already been where you want to go, that's where you want to go. So just don't be afraid of looking for help. Now, don't beat them up. Don't drain them dry. Don't be a nuisance. Okay, if you find that person, but really take that and write that stuff down. Look at it and go, okay, let me apply this. How do I apply this? And that'll help that perseverance, because you're going to get small wins along the way. And that's what we look at. So that's what I can encourage you with the most.
I love that, Richard. You know, and just touching on that book, I'm familiar with a little bit of the premise of that book, which was, I think they, in the old times, excuse me, there was a lot of people who thought it's all about talent. It's all about talent. And Angela Duckworth's research said, actually, it's more about grit. It's about people who just stick to it and find a way and make it happen and keep going. I mean, that's half the battle, right? It doesn't matter. It's like, well, I'm not as talented, or I'm not as smart, or I didn't get as good of grades, or I didn't get the great test score in the college or whatever it is. She's saying that's less important than just having grit and moving forward. And that's so profound.
Yeah, a friend of mine said that to me. He said, you read this? He goes, this book is about you. I go, okay. So I'm 97% on the grit scale. Okay, so I'm kind of up there. And I'm that guy too. I was not smart. I could barely graduate high school, right? I was in line to go to college, looking around and looking at this check and this list, and I'm looking at all these people. I'm like, yeah, I am not doing this. And I just tore it up, threw in the trash can, went and joined the Marine Corps. You know, so good I like job. I really figured it out. But yeah, that grit thing is just that. It's not about talent. It's about hanging in there and do it. You will figure it out. But surround yourself with good people.
I love that. You know, they say most A students are working for C students who just had the grit to do it. You know what I mean? D student. Yes. You don't have to be. Yes.
So here, I'll give you a number. 1.7.
There
that
you go.
That was my GPA in high school.
And you still made it. So
and here
so
I am.
There you go. Richard, thank you so much for being on the show. What an honor to have you. Any of you who want to get a great coach, sharpenthespearcoaching.com. We'll put it in the show notes. And Richard, thank you again for being on the show today.
X, it was a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Principal Podcast today. Sign up for my newsletter that's specifically geared towards helping salespeople, negotiators, and business people of all kinds. Anyone who needs to influence people, be awesome at influence others. You can get this newsletter at xfactoredge.com/subscribe. Again, that's xfactoredge.com/subscribe. This newsletter will give you tips on how to explode your sales, be a great negotiator, and attract people to want to work with you. The link is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening.